I want to go out. Like, I live in a place where there's Trump banners and all kind of Confederate flags and stuff. Like, I need just to go out and street. Excuse me, what does woke mean to you?
Yeah, that would be
Hold the
fun if you
mic.
get a
Yeah, I'm
microphone.
not trying to get punched, but like, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you? How do you define it? Because I really do think that what they are talking about is completely different from what we are talking about. What we mean when we say woke. They're fake woke, you know?
Yeah.
Like you call it fake woke, but they're woke that they're against. Has nothing to do with black people.
What's up, boo boo?
Not a whole lot. How are you doing this fine, beautiful
Oh
day?
no.
What, you
I
can't
love
hear?
you froze. You're good. Not
Not today, Satan. Not today.
today.
Shoot. So, anyways, what are we talking about? Let's just get into it because whatever.
This latest controversy, I guess, on woke. I don't even wokeism. The
Oh, that.
anti-woke movement.
So what?
Everybody
So
is
this
there. Isn't there a
started.
bill in Florida about the anti-woke in there?
Yeah, like a year or two ago. But this, I think this resurfaced for us because of Amanda Seales. She like duetted some kind of TikTok with Breonna Gray is like the reporter, and then there's a conservative writer, Bethany Mandel, and she couldn't define woke, and she was like stuttering. I may insert like audio if we can do that. Let's check the copyright and all that kind of mess. But she couldn't define it. And she's out here spewing and hating on it. Oh, you know, woke this and the woke agenda and indoctrinating children and blah, blah, blah. Wrote a whole damn book about it and couldn't define it in a news interview.
Well, that was like Barry, what's his name? Barney, not Barney. What's his name? Bernie Mac.
But
Not Bernie, Bernie Sanders,
damn, that's your dude too. Weren't you a Bernie supporter?
right?
You can't remember his name.
Bernie, bruh.
Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac was not talking about.
He didn't define equity.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't even know what equity is. So, what is equity? But yeah, I was like, nobody can define it.
But I think we know what woke is. I
I
think
didn't.
that woke has been co-opted, bastardized, and now weaponized in a way. Because it used to be like I did a little deep dive into some histories. And so there the first actual recorded documentation of the word woke being used is actually in the Library of Congress. There was like a blues singer in the early 1900s, Huddie Leadbelly Ledbetter. And at the end of the song, because he was talking about being careful going through the South, if you're black going through Alabama, and he was saying stuff, and he says at the end, if
Stay
you're going
woke.
through, if you're going through Alabama, stay woke. And everybody, historically, I think that it's been used through the civil rights movement, any time, stay woke, stay alert, keep your head on a swivel, right? Like just know what's going on. That's what it's meant. And I think it was never a problem when black people were saying stay woke to each
To
other.
each other,
It became a problem when white people wanted to be woke. I'm saying that in quotes. And they have redefined what wokeness is. And now it's almost an offense to everything. You're woke because, oh, you can't say that joke. Oh, you know, I mean, these are not my views, but like, oh, trans women are women. Or, oh, like, you should be able to teach this. I'm a colonizer. You know, whatever it is they're trying to do in the name of trying to help, I think they're
I
trying to be
call it fake
allies.
woke. Yeah, fake
Yeah,
woke.
but that's what the outrage is when white people are trying to be woke, that's what's scaring these conservative people, is white people kind of trying to side with marginalized communities. I don't know. I don't know any white woke people really that are like the crazy woke people. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
They probably wouldn't want to talk to you anyway because it's all
Yeah, like
performative.
I don't know. But I do think the word, along with a lot of, I mean, this is a larger conversation about just black communication and AAVE being co-opted and like bastardized by other communities. But this one word has become such like a political, I don't know the word, just it's a point that people are sticking to, but they can't define it. They don't know what it means. But it's a bad thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's annoying.
it's coming up everywhere, like with the conservatives, they are really attached to this word. And it's like, it's been around in the mainstream for a while. So I don't
know why. Over 100 years.
So recently, it's gotten some attention. And the only thing I can think of is just people need something to complain about, yeah. Need something to judge other people by, to talk about and say, okay, if you believe in justice for other people, then you must be woke. Like, for me, I don't even think, like, for me, like, when I would think of woke people, I would think of, like, people who were aware of the issues going on. And, like,
that's what
people
it
who,
is.
Like black people, though. Like, I would think about people who were
just black people.
Like I'm woke. Like, they know what's going, they know their history. They know, like, the political history and yes. everything. And, like, they could talk about it. And they're not
informed.
Yeah, they're informed, but they're not, like, a sucker to the man. Like, you know,
woke. I think it's rebranding. I really view it yeah. as rebranding. It's the new political correctness, right? Like, conservatives used to be like, you can't be politically correct.
Oh yeah, so that's PC. True. It's just
it's woke. Thing. It's just a new word.
Same thing.
Except it's one of those things that irritates me is when, again, they take a word. Mm-hmm. Don't give a fuck what it's supposed to mean to the people who are using it. They take it, mm-hmm. think they have an idea of what it is, bastardize the hell out of it, and they want to use it as a weapon now. Where it mm-hmm. used to be something communicated amongst Black people about be safe, be woke, mm-hmm. be aware, be awake mm-hmm. to what is going on around
yeah.
you. And now, and that's don't literally sleep, what bro. It means.
Yeah.
And it's weird to me that, and it's not weird actually, that people like this Bethany Mandel, the writer in the interview.
Oh my God, don't let me forget.
That couldn't define it. She couldn't define it because it's not inherently bad. Being woke mm-hmm. is what you need to do. Women need to stay woke. Woke.
Stay alert. Like, yeah.
Yes. And so why is that a bad thing? It's bad when they have taken it and associated it with DEI.
Snowflake.
Associated with critical race. Mm. What's that? Snow what?
I feel like they associate it with the snowflake crew. With the
but that's white wokeness.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Black people are snowflakes. Whenever I hear somebody say snowflake, I'm not thinking of a Black person.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is that description of a snowflake.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, like, the actual, what a snowflake looks like. But when they say, oh, you're just a liberal snowflake, those
are
white
people. Yeah, I don't
think
they're talking about Black. Yeah, I think, yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, and speaking of fragility or snowflakey, that woman who, what's her name? I forgot. The woke, who couldn't define woke.
Bethany.
She wrote another article talking about, I could feel my anxiety. Now she didn't blame it on anxiety and having a panic attack. I'm like,
we have to accept that.
If somebody else did that, oh, you just woke.
But that's like, an awareness. That's another awareness. Because let a Black woman being interviewed say, I had severe anxiety, blah, blah, blah. Like, would it be taken that way?
Grace. Like,
mm-mm. Unless you're Simone Biles, even then she got shit for it.
Yeah,
I gave her shit for it. So,
oh yeah, you did. I remember that. Check out that old episode.
But that wasn't racially motivated. If anybody mm-hmm. had done that in that scenario, I would have been like, no, you need to take it for the team. But yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. But this DeSantis, I think it was a couple years back, his anti-woke bill
mm-hmm.
was basically speaking out against any form of DEI. You can't teach things in schools. You can't say things in schools that are going to make current day people feel bad about something that happened in the past. And so it was a lot about mm-hmm. guilt. We don't want these children to feel guilty. We don't want people to feel guilty.
I watched
about
him.
History. Yeah. Lately? Recently?
Yeah. Like, he was in Iowa and I was just curious and I wanted to hear from his mouth. Cause sometimes if you hear sound bites, it's like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah. But he was saying that the DEI leads to Marxism and all this stuff. And I'm like, how are you getting from point A to point B? I want to hear that part. But he just says these
buzzwords.
Inflammatory things. Yeah. And people are like, yeah. He explained some other stuff. Like, he talked about how people were migrating to Florida. He talked uh-huh. about enacting
like from other
policy.
Countries?
Yeah, from other cities, from other states. Okay. He talked about how he was able to implement policy swiftly during COVID-19. Like mm-hmm. all he gave examples.
Good stuff. Yeah.
With this stuff, he was just like inflammatory. He was just like, I will not have this because this is an attack on America or something like that. Or this is Marxist. And I'm like, what does that mean?
Mm.
I don't know.
I heard I heard some, it was a podcast. I forgot what it was, but I was in the car and it was just funny because it was a breakdown. Like his, I don't know if it's his parents or his grandparents are Italian from Italy. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't go back to the founding fathers. Like he's not, he's newer here than probably your ancestors or my ancestors type thing. Like,
mm-hmm.
and he's claiming this Americanism, this original founding fathers. I don't know, but he's very much embodying this persona of somebody who has ties to like the Federalists and like, you know, Washington, like just, I don't know. It seems weird as if his family didn't immigrate here like almost everybody else's. And he's not understanding mm-hmm. the issues of immigrant families.
Yeah, you see that all the time.
It's weird. It's and that is a privilege that you can erase your immigrant past and become just part of the white majority. Like that's interesting how you can just do that because other people can't.
Mm-hmm.
So I found that interesting. Like I don't know. The way things work here is just real fucked up. I can't wrap my brain around how we can get so like riled up over a word or how somebody can be uplifted on a national stage as like a potential president that really is like, I don't give a shit that like I'm literally second generation here. I'm siding with, you know, slaveholders and this and that and whatever. Like, it's really weird. They ain't woke.
Asleep.
But back to what you're saying, like, I like that you had watched him to see what, like, you know, a full speech to see what he's talking about. And I mm-hmm. think that that's kind of a Trumpy thing. And maybe it's always been that way. I don't know. But I think especially now, people don't have the attention spans to actually sit and dissect what you're saying. They look for the buzzwords. Mm-hmm. You're going to say you're anti, this is where woke goes to die. Oh, I like that. Never mind. I can't define what wokeness is.
Yeah.
I like that. You know, so it's, I don't know. It's Idiocracy again. I'm telling you.
Yeah. It's just selling him. I saw it. Oh yeah. To people. But yeah, like they talked about his wife had cancer, you know, they have these little babies, the first babies, yeah. I think, in the governor's mansion in Florida or something.
Yeah. Young family.
And just, you know, like making him a likable person, but at the same time, it's like, he really skimmed over the inflammatory stuff. It's just like, he just had to say the word and people were like, yeah, forget that. Oh yeah, we don't want that. And it's like, that's a real slippery slope to say that. Like, yes, it's identifying stuff that's, well, that's wrong. Like,
yeah.
And he doesn't say it wasn't. He just doesn't want people, like you said, it's like more not to hurt people's feelings or make people feel bad. Like, I wish I had that option not to feel bad. I wake up every day feeling bad.
Or maybe is that what wokeness is? Is white people feeling bad? So they don't want that?
I don't think so. I don't think that's
like
what wokeness is.
Because we were talking about, no, but like their definition.
Their idea.
Is white wokeness. Which is a guilt or like a feeling
addressing,
of,
yeah, addressing in whatever. I forgot the
I don't
word.
Know. I think. I don't, I just.
We need a guess. We need like a.
Yes. I mean, I'm really curious because I know it's a talking point on Fox News. My in-laws have said, dropped woke, the word woke and stuff before. And I'm like, y'all.
But did they,
like,
oh, have them come on.
I mean, y'all are boomers. Y'all are boomers using this word. And when I first started hearing them use it, I was like, how do you even know that word? This is before it was on the news and stuff, like before mm-hmm. it was like mainstream and anti-woke, whatever. Hearing that come out of like a 60-year-old person's mouth is like, what do you know about wokeness? Like, what are you talking about? Like to hear that language again, AAV, that language come out of,
it doesn't even sound right.
No. And I don't
I
know that anybody
it,
understands what they're saying. They're just using it because Tucker Carlson said it or Laura Ingraham
I
said
ask
it.
People.
Or, whatever. Yeah. Well, what happens when you ask them?
That it's like that.
Like, what
that's
does it mean?
No, yeah. I don't have anybody to ask, but I mean, oh. I just mean if I have a question of somebody,
you always get on me.
Ask.
You always get on me for that. You should be like, what do you mean by that?
Yeah.
What
I always want
to say out
like,
loud.
Yeah. Cause it's just interesting. Like, okay, maybe I'm interpreting that they mean something they don't. So I just want to better understand because I will twist something up in my head and be all completely wrong. So I rather them tell me, but
what an awkward situation
yeah,
when they can't
that.
When they can't tell you. You know what I mean? That's I know, but that's just like awkward.
Or get defensive. You know, the classic. Yeah. Like that's another thing we talked about like in our COVID-19 episode about like be that time alone. It's like these little tactics people tried to use before don't work. Oh, you're gonna try to get defensive now that I asked the question. I know what you're doing. It's like
deflect, deflect, deflect.
Deflect. Like don't play me.
I don't.
Are you? Do you consider yourself woke?
Yeah, in the traditional sense of the word, yeah. I think I'd like to say I am aware of injustice. That's what it means. Are you aware of the injustices? Are you aware historically of the injustices? Yes, I think there's a certain peace that comes with being a minority, being Black, being Asian, whatever, however I identify, be the intersectionality of being a person of color and a woman. There's experiences I've had in my life. There's experiences that I've seen you've shared with me, that we share with each other as a community, that we've seen in the world, that my parents have shared with me. Like, how are you not? And that's
the scary, we don't have a choice.
Yeah, but that's the scary part, is if you don't want to take this away from sharing it with the broader community, America as a whole, how jarring is it for them to wake up go to college, go to another community outside of their own conservative community and realize, holy shit, maybe some of what people are complaining about is for real. Like, that's, and I think that's why they say that colleges are liberal institutions, indoctrinating, blah, blah, blah. No, you're actually meeting
liberal
people
arts.
Who aren't like you. But you're meeting people who are not like your bubble. You're meeting
and
people
then joining a fraternity to be in your bubble again.
Right. But it's just, I mean, even for me, like, I met a lot of people populations I'd never heard of, fakes I'd never heard of. People from different parts of the world that I had never heard of. Like, that's what college was for me. I was just, wow, there's a whole fucking world out there. You know what I mean? And I think that's what they're afraid of. Globalism or whatever. They don't want you to know what everybody else is doing. They want you to talk about indoctrination. They want you to do what they are trying to indoctrinate you with. This great Americanism, this nationalism, which has been turned into a bad thing too. Just it's interesting. It's like they're both saying you're trying to indoctrinate, like everybody's got something they want you to believe. Mm-hmm. And then there's reality.
Ain't that some shit? I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn.
I am so sick of the word woke. It has lost any kind of meaning to me. It just goes back to Black culture constantly being appropriated, misinterpreted, and then left out to dry. This is no exception. And frankly, I'm sick of it. Like I always say, we can't have nothing, man. See, I feel like I grew up around all kinds of people, because everybody, I've talked about this before, you know, I got a wife from another country, and all my friends were like all different cultures. So I got experience. It wasn't but there was also that unique patriotism too. It was around the time they were doing the yellow ribbons, like we go to
the 90s,
the football fields, and you know, sing songs and stuff. And so
what
I don't know,
yellow ribbon, is that Desert Storm? That was Desert
Storm. One of those. Yeah. I don't know. And it just felt like, looking back, I don't think I was woke. I think I was asleep at the time. Like, I was aware of stuff, but I really was asleep. And then couple of years later, like in my early teens, that's when I became more awakened or woke, because I started to read more of like Black history, learning more about different people besides what they teach you in the textbook. Like, not just, oh, Rosa Parks sat on the bus, you know, like that's where I was.
Yeah. Same
and here. Then questioning, then that stuff. And I guess I could see Ron DeSantis's slippery slope, because learning that stuff does make you question other things, because
everything.
Yeah, it makes you question everything. It's like, why am I singing? Why was I sitting there singing a song? Why are we there in the first place?
What but are, does, you know, it, like, does it, if you, because this is what he's pushing back on, is we had the same kind of education. We learned the whitewashed kind of history, the Martin Luther King, the Rosa Parks, peaceful protest, nonviolent, whatever.
Yep.
Right? We learned that. That's what they teach. If you taught second graders, third graders, fifth graders, seventh graders, whatever, now, real shit. What kind of society would we be raising up?
A fairer, what was it? I don't even
more,
know.
More, maybe more politically aware and active.
Yeah.
Maybe more, but is that what they want? Because we always talk about like follow the money, the control, the whatever. Mm-hmm. If you have kids growing up feeling that they are empowered to speak out for against injustice, empowered to have a voice, empowered to tell you who they are, who they identify as, all that. Like, I'm like empowered to be individuals, not like one of the flock. That you can't control those people. So I think that's the, maybe that's the fear. But I mean, you know what I mean? Like, you can't control people who know your game. They know what you're trying to do. So you can't control those people. I don't know. But I still don't like what they've done with woke. It's like irritating. Cause I'm irritated. Like, comedians are even, it's like a joke. Like, oh, the woke people, who's woke here? Some things are jokes. Some things are like real life. Like, people are taking things a little too far, I think.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ricky Gervais. I love him. Yes. Yeah, that was, yeah. It's like, you can't do anything. Like, I don't feel comfortable. And I think that's why I don't, like, if I see people saying leftist or something on a dating profile, like, that's immediately left.
Right. Yeah. You're identifying with a whole sense of characteristics, a whole bunch of characteristics that you, that fall under when you say left.
I think that's the woke. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the fake woke that people don't, are sick of, you know, they just use it as like a badge of honor.
Identity.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is that, who's saying that? Who's profile? Are they, are there black men saying they're leftist?
Girl, bye. You know, some bruh.
But that, but that's bruh. What I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. There is a racial, we always talk about race, but I, this is a legitimate racial component. Wokeness is white. That's what the problem is right now. Yeah. It's not black people. It's not, you know.
Oh, they wouldn't care if we did it because we don't leverage
they
that
never
power.
Cared. They never cared. They never cared.
Exactly.
So, I don't like, though, that it's being associated with, you know, like, oh, the woke agenda is George Floyd. George Floyd wasn't, you know, part of the woke stuff is that he died of a fentanyl overdose, not this. So they're taking real life shit and attributing negative, like, feelings around it in the name of wokeness when it's, I don't know. I don't know how to articulate what I'm saying.
I've had negative feelings, but I'd always called it fake woke like that.
Yeah, but I agree. Fake woke versus like real wokeness, but there's no differentiating that in Ron DeSantis's speeches or in Marjorie Taylor Greene's whatever or whatever the general idea of wokeness is.
I don't know. And the more I get very confused because I think it's easy to say, oh, these people are crazy, insane, but then we have people who are fleeing these blue states to these red states like Texas and Florida. So it can't be that bad. They're not, I mean, I don't know. I guess we can see in a few years how, if they're going to change the voting or a carpet bag or anything like that. But I feel like people can talk and talk and talk, but when it comes down to your money, your quality of life, they're investing in these places. So, I mean, I'm in where I am. You know, there's shit on the streets. So literal, it's like, I'm shit. About to go to literally human or animal TBD. So it that's something to think about too. Maybe when I think about that, and this may be off topic, but I think about that often, not often, but enough, where
quality of life type stuff.
Quality of life. Like maybe they're afraid that they're going to have shit on their streets. If, you know, like, and it's just like, you know, we're supposedly so much more socialist, but I can tell you for a fact, there's so many resources in Texas. If you are downtrodden, you can find opportunities, resources, housing, health, you know, different kind of resources there. There's so many different resources in the South. So maybe even you don't see the level, there is homelessness.
I mean,
you don't
they
see
have to, they have to have resources there. The greatest amount of poverty is there. Like, the living wage, everything is way lower. How, like, housing, they've got to have resources there.
But they also don't have a state tax.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so,
I mean, education is boo-boo pretty much everywhere. So
I feel like this was probably a well-meaning attempt to become an ally, to learn. Because I think there was a push. I told you about how I was on this diversity committee at my daughter's old school. There was a push for white people to do the work. This is pandemic stuff again, like last episode. During the pandemic, right before the pandemic, do the work. Learn how you contribute to institutionalized racism. Blah, blah, blah. I was in the Bay Area, so people were pretty progressive. And then they became woke. And I think when they became woke, that's when there was a problem. When I'm sitting in a meeting and I hear BIPOC for the first time come out of a white woman's mouth, I was like, what are we doing? But like, what are we doing here? Like, what are we... And it was almost like, I talked to my BIPOC friends and I was like,
BIPOC.
I had to look it up because I was like, what are we saying? Like, what does that mean?
And that feels othering. That feels like, oh, well, let me tell you who you are, BIPOC. I don't even know the origin
of it. My one black friend, you know, whatever.
My black indigenous people of color friends.
Where did that word come from anyways?
Yeah, let's see.
POC wasn't good enough. We had to change it to Black Indigenous POC. I don't know why we're adding all these modifiers.
To try to include everybody.
Why are you not included? Like, as a Black person, did you feel included in
people
POC?
Are scared. We talked about this, didn't we? People are scared to say Black.
No. I'm Black. Blackity, Black, 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 Black.
It is everything used else to refer to marginalized groups who are not white. So basically colored.
But that's POC.
Exactly.
What do you get from adding the B and the I? How does it change it?
I see you, Black people. I see you, Indigenous people.
But I think this is a problem.
Y'all just fit in their pox.
But this is a problem, I think, that I find.
The fake woke. That's a fake woke
a lot. No, but it's also the. Let's talk about feminism for a second, because we talked about this and the intersectionality and how feminism is white. I feel like there are well-meaning white people who want to help.
They're white people. And,
but the way that their help looks is, let me take it over and do mm-hmm. it for you. And I think that's what's happening here. And it's completely, again, bastardizing what stay woke means, what be woke means, what that means. And I feel like it starts off well-meaning, mm-hmm. and it's almost, this is going to sound so bad. I don't even know if I want to like this, these sound bites, but it's like they can't help but mm-hmm. to just take over, because that's what they do. They take over and they run shit and they do it the way they want to do it, and they mess it up mm-hmm. completely. And I think that's what's happened here.
We had a conversation about George Floyd back in the day, or the protests. I don't think it was specifically about George Floyd, but the protests were white. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, you go out and do that. I'm tired. And you were like, I would rather fight for myself. And I started to think about that. And I think that's, I was saying the same thing, just articulating it differently, because I didn't feel that those protests would lead to the kind of change I was thinking about. But like, self-advocating, yes, we need to be the ones self-advocating. We can have allies and everything, but in the end, we're not a monolith, but it's our voices.
Right.
Of these marginalized groups. So, because otherwise it's going to be taken over, misinterpreted, and then you go down a slippery slope, and then you're dumped in the trash when people are done with you, like what we're seeing with all of these diversity initiatives and everything. People are like, okay, over it. Cut.
I don't know how it all fits together. I think because there is no like current definition of what woke is, as mm-hmm. as the interviewer was, you know, illustrated, like, even though she wrote a whole book about it, she still,
you know, people bought the book. I refuse.
No, I'm not buying the book.
I refuse. Like, let's see, what does ChatGPT say?
But I mean, if you can't, something as simple as like, I want to go out. Like, I live in a place where there's Trump banners and all kind of Confederate flags and stuff. Like, I need just to go out and say, excuse me, what does woke mean to you?
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah, I'm not trying to get punched, but like, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to you? How do you define it? Because I really do think that what they are talking about is completely different from what we are talking about. What we mean when we say woke, they're fake woke, you know.
Yeah.
Like you call it fake woke, but their woke that they're against has nothing to do with Black people. Mm-hmm. And that's the crazy part. Like, they don't. They're. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, ChatGPT has the same. Yeah. What is our fight, though? And I think. What is our fight? I'm sick of it all.
Well, I think it's policy driven. I think it's, I feel like there's a strong history, obviously, in the United States of the Black fight, of minorities trying to get equality, trying to get rights, trying
Did
to get-
Did you see?
All that. Go ahead.
Did you see this whole Calif San Francisco thing with the $5 million reparations?
What?
Yeah, they're trying to pass $5 million reparations for Black people. I don't even know the criteria how that would be
total
met.
Total
each
distributed?
Each
ha you,
right
please,
you know that
please,
ain't.
Please. Like, can you imagine?
And then
that's
NAACP
exactly what
like,
they're afraid of. That's exactly what they're afraid of, though, is a redistribution of power and wealth. That's the fear. Mm-hmm. Because I mean, and that's understandable. Who would want to lose their position of power? I don't blame you, but you're still wrong.
Like, right. Like, I don't know. Like, I think about that in context of just being within different groups. And I don't see it like, for instance, if I'm working with you and we have a common goal,
yeah,
I want to see you succeed. I don't see it like,
pie.
Oh, well, if you are successful, then oh, what does that mean for me? Even if it were to my own detriment, that just wasn't meant to be. There's always going to be something else. I don't see why people feel, I don't know, it's just this
scarcity.
You always say mindset, scarcity mindset, this negativity, this stank energy that I just can't.
Yeah.
I just can't. That's why I stay in the house.
I agree. Stay in the house.
Stay in the house. I was thinking about it too with awokeness, because we always talk about awakened, being awakened. And that's like on a spiritual level, I guess, on a consciousness level. But I feel like when the people I'm thinking about, you know, they used to even call them the conscious brothers. Those conscious, you know, they won't.
But I mean, maybe it's that too.
They got that third eye open.
I really do think it is, there's a strong racial component to what the political discussion is about. But I think it is that. I think there isn't, and I'm speaking for white people, like, I know, I don't know, but I think it is a consciousness or an awakening that they're having. And I really do believe that it's well-meaning. They're like, hey, I learned this. It feels, they do feel the guilt that Ron DeSantis doesn't want children feeling. They feel a guilt. Mm-hmm. They realize that they've benefited from something that happened hundreds of years ago. And now they want to do something about it. But what
I don't
doing,
feel it.
What they're doing is not the right thing to do. I don't know.
Like, I'm against poverty and all of that stuff. I'm against child labor, yet look, what are we talking on, you know? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, it's almost like it's, you can have those feelings, but to function, like we talked about this, I think two episodes ago, something, you have to function in the fucked up society. Until you can change it, you have to find a way to function in it.
But I don't feel guilty, like, oh God. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
It is what it is. It ain't what it ain't. I don't know.
And it's like, people need to start putting their money where their mouths are. If you don't like it, don't move there. Everybody moving there. Everybody's
because it's money.
Yeah. What's the word for that? Legitimizing. So the more people invest in it, the more it's legitimized. So we'll see. Or
maybe
I'm excited.
Maybe they change it. I mean, look at Georgia.
Georgia. You know, I mean, they're getting there. Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to happen overnight, but if you have hella people moving to Texas and Florida from blue states so that have people. Blue ideologies, and they're bringing
I'd be looking
money.
At these costs of living and be like, ooh, I might be having to go back home.
Yep.
Stay woke.
What a joke. It's so annoying. I'm annoyed.
Stay woke. Annoyed. What a joke. It's annoying. I'm annoyed.
I am. Look at that. I'm annoyed. I'm gonna go talk to my husband about this now.
Yeah, go talk. I'm gonna
see if it produces anything helpful, or if it just turns into some kind of bullshit.
Some
argument.
Shit talking.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. We'll see. But
like, be woke in silence. Don't be woke in silence. Like, I feel like you want a cookie if you out here. Like, I don't know. What's the end goal? I don't know.
I don't even know what that means, though, for people who aren't oppressed to be the ones that are woke.
Didn't
you know what you were doing anyways? How are you not awake to that? You're doing it. Like, you're the perpetrator of it. How are you not awake to it?
Ooh.
My brain hurts. I don't know.
My head hurts. It's like hard for me to think about society, and it just feels like it's just the world is closing in. I know I'm not a slave or anything like that. I got it better than the ancestors, but does that mean that it's still worthwhile? Like, I'm sick of this mess. Everybody's taking advantage of everybody. Everybody is wants a cookie for doing the right thing.
Basic stuff. Yeah.
Everybody wants to divide everybody, and there's no more common sense.
Ooh, what's that?
That's what?
Common sense. What?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
Stick my head in the sand. That's what I say.
TikTok video tickled me a little bit. One, because Amanda Seale's reaction is just hilarious. And two, like, she knew in that moment, she's like, this is going to become viral. I can't even define this right now. Oh, the trouble, you know?
Oh, my God, my anxiety.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, now you woke on anxiety, on mental health issues. You woke about
Yeah, I think it's just both sides of the aisle or whatever social political spectrum are guilty of, you know, speaking out against things we know nothing about. So I mean, it's just funny when it's caught in real time and goes viral.
Yeah, it's just fun, something fun to distract us from World War III, you know, anything.
I know
helps.
And Trump potentially indicted.
Let's see.
Oh!
Can't wait to find out.
We shall see. They barricaded New York you better believe they put all kind of stuff up just in case, you know, the cuckoos come out.
Ooh.
So, anyways.
Look, the Republican, okay. I'll talk to you later, but it looks like the Republicans have, once again, like I always say, they came up with a trick to game the system. So stay tuned.
Oh, Lord. Stay woke.
Stay woke. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. Nothing in the world is more dangerous than sincere ignorance and conscientious stupidity.